for people who live in cities, which is a lot of our viewers live in cities, they can see what life is like out here and what people are thinking out here. And also we're trying to tell the story of what the policymakers are trying to do and how it affects people in the rest of the country. Because the idea right now is we have a very divided nation. But in my opinion, having traveled around as much as I have, there actually is a lot more that's unifying than dividing in the country. And this is what we're trying to explore and talk about how the country is working right now and places where it's not working.
What part of the politics are you researching here in Petersburg, or what story are you trying to tell?
So in Washington, if you're there right now in D.C., everybody's got a pie chart. This is the time of pie charts. We have a new administration. Everyone's showing, look, we're going to cut this much out of the budget. We can cut this. We can move this. And look at all this big money we're going to save. And we can change the whole way the government works. And in a place like Petersburg, Alaska, we've done a story about healthcare here. We've talked to somebody who's receiving Obamacare and receiving healthcare at your local hospital. And we've done and we're working on a story about the radio station here. These are two things that their current administration and the new people who've taken over Washington would like to make huge changes to. And it's kind of an academic exercise in Washington. We look at these big numbers of dollars that get moved from place to place. But we don't talk a lot about what it actually means on the ground. So we're here in Petersburg to talk about what happens when you make sweeping changes to something like the Corporation for Public Broadcasting or to the way the healthcare system works.
And how has that been going? Like the people you've talked to in town for the rural health part of the story?
I think that what we've learned a lot about is the specific challenges of a person who is seeking long-term care in a place like Petersburg, Alaska, in that you have a small hospital. You have to travel very far to get some of the more expensive or the more sort of complicated procedures and then come back here and have that care maintained by your small hospital here. And that's a whole just different way of doing healthcare than a lot of people who have, for example, a road do it and live it. So that's been a very interesting story. I think that people don't know a lot about that.
And then public radio, what's the latest that you are getting in D.C.?
I'm a political reporter by trade. So I was on the campaign trail in 2008, 2012, 2016. In 2012, of course, Mitt Romney made a big production about the idea of putting ads on Sesame Street. Big Bird's going to have commercials, right? This idea of cutting the Corporation for Public Broadcasting is a really big one among political circles in Washington right now. They love the idea of it. It seems like everybody can kind of agree on making at least big changes to it. That and the NEA and the National Endowment for the Humanities as well. One of the interesting things about it is that we're talking about a government that needs to make massive cuts to have massive savings, right? Because these are guys who don't want to increase revenue. They just want to cut spending. These are not huge amounts of spending. We're trying to tell the story about sort of basically about what it is your money goes to, what it pays for, and what actually happens if you cut it. And I have no really recommendation one way or the other what people should do. But I think that the conversation is one that is so out of proportion with the actual thing that we're talking about, right? Because, I mean, we're talking about a not very much money that won't have much of an impact on the deficit. And we're talking about cutting it could have a huge impact on some communities. Now, if that's what we want to do, fine. But I think the conversation in Washington now is too far removed from the actual policy. And that's what we're trying to do with this story.
Is there anything surprising to you, just aside from the healthcare story and the public radio story, just being in Petersburg for a few days? Is there anything that's different than what you kind of envisioned or thought it would be like?
You know, the one of the reasons why I like this job is I learn about things I don't know anything about. And I'm a person, I like fish. I eat a lot of it myself. Smoked salmon is one of my all-time favorite foods. I literally have no idea how fish is harvested. Like, I've learned so much about different kinds of ships, you know, the ones that use nets, the ones that use hooks, the ones that take the fish off the other boats, bring it in. I didn't know anything about that stuff. So one of the most surprising things has just been like what an economy it really is and how the economy works here.